Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page and subscribe. Interestingly enough, friends, we notice now, you ready for this? Outside of the issues that we've been having all day on one of our social media platforms, my phone is completely disengaged when it comes to that website. Interesting. Completely disengaged. So what we're going to have to do is just keep doing what we're always doing. We also noticed over on Rumble that our subscriptions stopped about a month and a half ago. They were consistent all the way up to the point as to where they are now, and then it just completely stopped. Pretty bizarre stuff going on, friends, and you probably want to pay attention to that. This is one of the things that the American people are going to learn the hard way. When they take away your freedom of speech, which they're doing, this is how they're driving the narrative, the way that they're driving the narrative. They've already got 94% of the narrative, friends. The American people have already forfeited that to them. Somehow or another, they think that the Big Brother has a right to go ahead and suppress and censor free speech that exposes them for their crimes. No, you are completely incorrect every step of the way. But this is what the American people are going to learn. They're going to have to be led like sheep to the slaughter before they listen to what I'm trying to tell them. This is where they're winning. Where they're censoring free speech. And they're doing this on all the major platforms. Just wanted to let you know that really quick. Also, if you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, check out the stuff that we have there available for you per your request. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Also wanted to let you know when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, our schedule is posted right now. We got pending dates right now, and we're waiting for confirmation. This is probably the longest wait that we've had to wait for those confirmations. But the good news is we are going to be in Buffalo, Minnesota tonight at 6:30. Buffalo, Minnesota at 6:30 tonight at a place called Land of Promise. Find it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to that website, and you can find all that information. We don't need the emails. We don't need the phone calls, please. Just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you will find that information there. So let's hit a couple topics, and then we're going to get over to why are you so offended? This is what it tells us we're supposed to do, and I'll explain that in just a moment. While you were sleeping last night, this is just posted this morning, they found that Joe Biden's administration is criminal administration. Your representative, friends, admitted flying 320,000 illegal migrants into the U.S. on secret flights to non-specified airports. This is while you were sleeping last night. But this is also the same government that I've continuously put in question to you concerning how is it that you feel safe going to sleep at night knowing that this is the same government that is responsible, the people, the reflection of government, right, is the people that have allowed 70 million of our own children to be slaughtered in the woman's womb. Okay, just put that up against Proverbs 6:17 and 20:13 of Exodus, and I don't care about your opinion because it doesn't matter. The Lord said it. That settles it. Okay, there we are. But again, last night, this is brand new, the current treasonous administration admitted, in spite of all the resistance going on right now with the illegals coming into America, he did it anyways. Okay, why? Because they're not afraid of the people. They don't feel that the people are going to actually do anything about what's going on here. And when the people don't do it, he's exactly right. You've given him approval. You are now accomplices to the crime of flying these 320,000 illegal immigrants into the United States on secret flights to non-specified airports. I also wanted to show you this, and I'm just glazing over the top of a couple of these topics, friends, because I want to get to something more important. I want to drive a narrative that matters rather than just showing you, friends, what the American people are willing to accept. Yesterday, I had gotten a email, and this should come as no surprise to anybody, and I'm sure it probably won't, but interestingly enough, it came from a woman named Lauren Boebert. You know, that woman that walks around thinking she's all that because daddy lied to her whole life? You know who I'm talking about? Yeah, this one right here, social media platforms. Isn't it interesting? She highlighted the fact that she's got some good news and she's got some bad news. She said the bad news is that we failed to reach our February goal. Okay, is your country is going to hell in a handbasket, and that's all the likes of Lauren Boebert and others, I can name them all, have done nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they tolerate, which shows you that they're two wings to the same bird. But she said the bad news is that we didn't raise our February goal. We didn't get all the money that we needed. She said, but the good news is that our team is still allowing extensions on our deadline to 11:59 tonight. And to make up serious ground, we are matching all donations for 300%. Isn't that crazy? Wow, I don't understand. I'm being facetious. I don't understand. Why is she asking for more money on top of the fact that she's already being paid a lot of money to be there in the first place, yet she's still fleecing her constituents? So what I did, and I do this all the time, I wanted to know her net value. Okay. Did you know that Lauren Boebert, according to CalCubindia.com, it's interconnected to Forbes somehow, that Lauren Boebert, her net worth in 2024 is $45 million. And she's fleecing the people, her constituents in Colorado. Did you also know, I wanted to let you know who she's invested into. Did you notice that she's also one that's taken time to invest into, guess who? Pfizer. This is Lauren Boebert. She's an investor into Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. Did you know that, Americans? No, I know you didn't. That's why I wanted to take the time and let you know. You have another turncoat that's been sold to you as a freedom fighter, when in fact she's doing the opposite, Luke 22:48. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I got my friend Tim Brown, morning show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, online with me right now. And I want to ask him a question. I didn't tell him what I'm going to ask him, but I'm going to ask him on the show here. And I'll get to that in just a moment. Tim, did you just hear this nonsense with Lauren Boebert? Or Boebert being worth $45 million, and she's giving a bad news, good news report, asking her constituents for more money on top of the money that she's already receiving from the taxpayers, and then to find that she's actually an investor into Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. Does this come to you as a big surprise by any means or any sense of the
Not
word?
Really. Not
Is,
really.
Insane. It's
insane. I mean, most, I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but there's quite a bit of those people who do that up there in D.C.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I'm bewildered. And it's like when I look at it, I'm not surprised by it because I know who they are. They're all in it together. That's, I mean, a lot of these people, they go in there broke. They're, within a year to 3 years, they're millionaires. There's insider trading going on. People don't want to admit that. They're trying to figure out, and even after they see who they're investing into, they still act like there wasn't insider trading going on. The same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We found that she was investing into these big pharmaceutical companies right before the created crisis called the plandemic. So it's pretty crazy. So, okay, so are you sitting down, Tim?
No, I'm sitting down. I'm in the hot seat, I guess.
Okay, are you online right now?
I'm just watching you on the video thing.
Okay, good. So did you see what I just pulled up? I posted this morning. This okay. is applicable to everybody. And by the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I posted this post, and it's a picture of Satan being thrown out of heaven. Okay? And it says, if it were truly once saved, always saved, the devil would still be in heaven. What is your response to that meme?
Well, there's a lot to that, because some people think one thing about once saved, always saved, and somebody thinks another. There's one people who say, well, as long as you said the sinner's prayer and asked Jesus in your heart, then you're saved forever. And you just got to trust the word of God. Doesn't matter if your life changes or not. I've heard that, right?
Yeah.
I think those people just steal the theology from those who broke the back of Rome when they came out and they talked about the perseverance of the saints. And that's something completely different. I believe that the man who is truly saved is always going to be saved, because it's not him saving himself, it's God who saves him. But
that's right. That's okay, let me explain that. God's grace, friends, is not your hold of him. His grace is his hold of you. There's a lot of presumption going on out there that says, well, I said the prayer, I'm going to heaven, and I was told not to question my faith. But Tim, that stands in the face of everything that Jesus taught. I mean, look at this, just real quick. 2 Corinthians 13:5, what does it say? It says, we're to examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith or not. We're to prove our own selves. Know ye not that your own selves, but how that Jesus Christ is in you? And if he isn't, you're a reprobate. That means he doesn't have anything to do with you. How many reprobates out there profess to be Christians, Tim, and their fruit doesn't line up?
Yeah, there's a lot. Hey, I was one. I mean, I did everything that they told me to do. Walk the aisle, get baptized, pray the prayer, go through the tracts with them after they preach the sermon about hell, whatever the case may be. I did all the stuff they said to do. And, I mean, I was sincerely not wanting to go to hell, but I didn't understand what all was really required of me. And it wasn't until, like, exactly what you said, the Lord got a hold of me. Then it was a whole different story.
Yep.
Because it was like a light came on in your understanding of who you are and who he is. And no, I didn't see him. I didn't have a moment where I'd seen Jesus in my bathroom mirror and have a little, you know, chat with him, or like these people at the Super Bowl with their Jesus just washed his feet stuff. I didn't have any of that. I had an encounter with the living God that literally, as you say on the show, scared the AT double hockey sticks out of me. And because I saw myself as a sinner who was before him under judgment, and all I could do was cry for mercy. I knew that I was sinful. I knew that.
Yeah, but that's proper. When you're crying for mercy, you're asking him to do for you what only he can do for you in saving your soul. But there's too many people again. Now, again, I want to highlight this. If it were truly, once saved, always saved, the devil would still be in heaven. He was kicked out for rebellion. Matter of fact, Saul was the kingdom was taken away from Saul because of his rebellion. So I guess the question is the theology that people have been taught, that once saved, always saved, once you question their untried theology, boy, oh boy, do they get bent out of shape. Listen, I question my salvation all day long. I'm working out my salvation with fear and trembling constantly, Tim. And it's the grace of God that I might grow up into him in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:8. It doesn't drive me away from him. It drives me to him. And yet, for some reason or another, when I put this post up, all of a sudden people are saying, Bradley, I've been following your show for 10 years. It seems that you've lost your way. I've lost my way because I'm telling you what Scripture says when it tells you to examine yourselves whether you be in the faith or not. See, because that's what the modern gospel's taught the people, Tim, is that you're never to question your salvation, and yet Scripture shows us that we're supposed to.
Well, yeah, sure. And I've heard the guys, you know, come alongside and they say, well, if you're questioning, then you're questioning the word of God. And the one making you question is the devil. Well, I'm of the same opinion. Doesn't Paul tell the Corinthians that? He says you examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. Well, what are they examining? Whether they prayed a prayer, or how are they living? And I think that's the thing. I mean, you know, how is their conduct? Where are they at? How are they to examine themselves? If it's not something tangible they can put their eyes on and they can see it, then I don't know how you're supposed to examine yourself.
Well, that's, you know, another thing that comes to my aid is Luke 6:46, where I'm looking at some of the comments right now online concerning this post and how they are just absolute. It's almost like I'm the devil for telling them to examine themselves. And so what they do is they put what they know, what they've been told, and it all lies with the modern gospel. It's nothing to do with to working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It has nothing to do with the Lord separating the sheep from the goat. Regardless, in Matthew 7, the Lord said, you know, the people came up to him that believed that they were his, and they said, Lord, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? Lord, Lord, haven't we healed the sick and raised the dead in your name? And the Lord turns around and says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. How do this many people get angry at a guy like me? And I'm a big boy. I can handle this. How is it they get mad at a guy like me when Jesus said that's what he's going to do on Judgment Day? I mean, in Luke 6:46, what did he say? He said, why do you call me Lord and do not those things which I say? I mean, this is insanity. There is a lot of people, and I agree with what Spurgeon said when he said there's a lot of people that believe that they're heaven bound. He said, and they talk much of their salvation. He said, they're assured of hell. And it's interesting because a guy that's truly saved, like a Spurgeon or one of the generals of God, as we call them, that were tried and true, and they bore fruit of a Christian. It's interesting. He said, it's a wonder. He goes, I'm amazed all day long that I have to bow down and thank the Lord that I'm saved at all. But in America, they have this horror forehead. They have this brazen, prideful attitude that you better not ever question my Christianity. Oh, my goodness. And this is where we're at today.
Well, yeah, think about Peter when he comes down and he has to confront Simon. And, you know, I mean, Simon's there. You know, he's already been baptized. He's already listened to Philip and all that. And then Peter comes down. And he starts seeing what they're doing, and all of a sudden he's like, you know, man, I want to get the power to do this. What does it cost for me to get the Holy Spirit like this? And Peter looks at him and he goes, well, brother, if you just kind of continue on this, that's not what he does. He goes, your money perish with you. I mean, he wasn't playing around. And then, you know, to show even more of the problem, Simon doesn't repent. He calls on Peter to pray for him. Again, it goes back to those things of what we've talked about before, where the people won't do for themselves, or they want somebody else to do for them what they won't do for themselves.
Yeah, hey, Tim, I got to take a quick break. I'm going to pull you right back up in just a moment. Folks, we're talking about a post right now. Once saved, always saved. The devil would still be in hell. Heaven, I'm sorry. True or not? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Today, Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the 2024 election nominating cycle. Results will be announced in 16 states and American Samoa. A big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who so far only has won one Republican contest. Former President Trump and President Biden are the favored frontrunners. Former President Trump hailing the Supreme Court's ruling preventing the states from removing him from the ballot, stating that it will unify the country. Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago estate following that decision, he commended the court. So that decision basically stopped Colorado from removing him from the ballot and basically did the same to all other states. On Thursday, President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm highlighting this meme, okay? And it says, if it were truly once saved, always saved, the devil would still be in heaven. True or not true? 1-866-582-9933. And again, I posted this, and I love this topic because it's absolutely amazing how people, as I'm using the word, namely, 2 Corinthians 13:5, and telling them to examine themselves, whether they be in the faith, prove your own selves, know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, because if he's not, you're a reprobate. So what do they do? Well, I got one guy, he says, you sound like you don't believe in eternal security. Yeah. If I have eternal security, let me ask you, how do I act? If I am born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, how do I act? What's scary about this, and I'll go back to you, Tim, is these people, if you go on their post, you'll see that they're worldlings every step of the way. They're a part of the world. They live for the devil. They're influenced. They drink the Kool-Aid, the full glass of the spirit of the world that promotes Antichrist. And yet, because a preacher told them that they're saved, they believe that it's wrong to question their eternal security. That kicks up against everything when it comes to Scripture, every step of the way. Here, let me give you one more, and I'll let you answer that, Tim. I just brought up Matthew 7:16. It's interesting that the Lord said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and there be many that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Few. Listen, if I'm going to go on a trip from Minnesota to Florida, like Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, notice the only time Pilgrim got in trouble is when he didn't pay attention to the map anymore. But when he had his map, his way was straight. Though he had to go through trials and tribulations, it was getting him to the place where the Lord intended him to be. But yet, in the modern version of this, I tell them, here's the map. Go ahead and check the map. Make sure you're on course. And they call me the devil for helping them stay on course. Now, what's also interesting is the Lord then says, you shall know them by their fruits. This is where they lose it. Because they don't bear the fruit of Christians. They bear the fruit of the devil, their father. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Now, a majority of the posts in response to this meme that I highlighted, friends, it's been kind of negative or questioning my post. Isn't that crazy? Negative or questioning my post in its as a whole. And it's pretty crazy that I'm seeing this much response. But just think, friends, these people, they don't bear the fruit of a Christian. They bear the fruit of a worldling. But when I ask them to examine themselves to be whether they be in the faith or not, they never give scripture as a response. It's never the word of God. It's always their opinion, or it's always the opinion of the hireling in the pulpit, John 10:12, that gave him the information never to question it. Tim, what say you?
Well, I agree with what you said there. I was reading some of the comment there in the chat, and we got a guy who listens, pretty regular, and he's in there saying, you're preaching lordship salvation. Dude, there is no other kind of salvation. There is no other kind. I mean, what do we read that all men come to? There's going to come a day where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess what? That Jesus is Savior? That he is the pardoner? No, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So, and then Jesus himself, Luke chapter 6 is sort of the parallel to what you were talking about before about the fruit. And here's what he says. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
Exactly.
I mean, if you're out there and you're offended at lordship salvation, you believe another gospel, and Paul says that is a damnable gospel. It's not enough to save you. And so our trust is in the Lord. I do believe that when God sets his love upon a man and he gives him a new birth, he's the one, the Bible tells us, he's the author and he's the finisher. I have nothing to do with that. Do I work it out? Is that a response to what he does in me? Yes. But I think this thing, and I disagree with the meme a little bit in the whole thing of the devil, because Christ didn't die for the devil. He didn't die for the angels. He died for men. Men fail, and he redeems us and reconciles us back to him. When Satan failed, God didn't provide a sacrifice for him. He let him and all those angels deceive. They're in darkness forever. They're not going to be given light.
Yeah, but let me say this. You're right. You're right in what you're saying there, Tim. But even when you look, okay, so when you look at Isaiah 14:12-14, how have you fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn? You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations, you said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly, on the uttermost heights of the north. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. In other words, I will make myself like the Most High. That's what he said, right? And that's what scripture tells us. Well, we also know that Jesus said that he's seen him cast down from heaven, like as lightning. In Luke 10:18, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Well, why was he sent out? Because of his rebellion. And I understand that he wasn't a man, but did God create him to rebel to him?
Well, I think he had a plan in it. I think otherwise it would have never happened. We talk about God's decree. So there's nothing that happens if he hasn't decreed and he has a good purpose in it. He obviously didn't command the devil to sin any more than he did Adam or any more than any.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
And he didn't command the Romans or the Jews to put Jesus to death, but that was part of his decree. To glorify himself and to save many men. I mean, there's no question he does that. And the secret things are left to God. I don't get lost in the details he doesn't give us, but he does tell us that he's in control of all things, and there isn't anything that happens in this world, whether seen or unseen by us, that doesn't happen apart from his decree. And if I could, just the reason I think people lose it on the once saved, always saved is kind of what I was getting to. I do believe when God begins to work in a man, he will finish it. Okay?
Absolutely.
It doesn't alleviate us of our responsibility to examine those things. That's like what you said, to examine and say, okay, are we deceiving ourselves with what's going on in our life, or is this really God working in us? And we want to know what saved always saved is kind of and we want to be very careful in that. So I want people to understand that how it got the way it is, you know, we did a show, I don't know, a year or two ago in the morning on the Senate of Dort, and they were addressing, you know, the followers of Arminius at the time, and they were really putting their feet back on the road toward Rome. Seriously, that's what they were doing. They were putting their feet back towards Rome, and what they wanted to do was make the final everything with man and not with God. That God was not the Savior, but man was. And so what happened was, is these guys who came along continuing that kind of theology, if you will, which eventually came into this modern gospel where you can just kind of, you know, say the prayer and, you know, you got your fire insurance or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Well, they do that and they say, then they tack on what was perseverance of the saints, which was the evidence that somebody had been saved and God was keeping them. He was continuing to grant them repentance and faith so they could continue to persevere. And no matter what, whether it was easy or it was difficult, he gave them that. And now it's turned into, well, you said the prayer, and that's what saved, always saved, and that's done. That is not at all what you see in Scripture.
Yeah.
And that is a twisting, and it is a borrowing from the truth to make it into a lie. And so, again, the people who are against Christ being Lord of their life and having the authority to tell them what to do and command it and demand it of them, those people don't know. They don't know the Christ I know.
They're the antinomianists, folks. I serve Christ out of gratitude for what the Father did through His Son on the cross. I don't do it because I have to or else. Really, what this comes down to is when I post something like this, and I see the responses of the people that are angry for telling them to examine themselves to be whether they be in the faith or not, 2 Corinthians 13:5, it blows me away. It's almost like they begin to attack because they have to question what's inside of them. Well, I can tell you what's inside of you by the fruit that you bear. That is the point of what I'm saying here. Some of you people in your comments are so far out in left field, you might want to take the time to read the Word of God again, because I'm talking about simplicity here. And again, something that me and Tim brought up at the offset of the show is being saved by grace. And by the way, I'm noticing people, someone just used Scripture, and of course they forgot verse 10 because they don't want to add that in there, because then it exposes them for who they are not and who they are in many ways. And I'm talking about Ephesians 2:8-10, put 10 in there as well. But they talk much of grace, but they use that grace as an occasion for the flesh, 5:13 of Galatians. That is not those that are born of the Spirit. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. It also talks about in 1 John chapter 5 how we are to keep ourselves from the wicked one. It's interesting, these same people that don't like being questioned for their faith, it's interesting how they love to serve their father, the devil, John 8:44. And yet Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the ones that they serve. And yet they call themselves Christians. That's all I'm saying here. Here's another one, Tim. Hebrews 6:6. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified in themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. How many times have you been to church where you see these same people up at the altar repenting for the same exact thing they did 3 days ago? And they have the audacity to sit there and say they belong to the Lord. Can you imagine a husband and a wife, a husband getting up and repenting for committing adultery on his wife over and over and over again? Is he faithful in that covenant? Absolutely not. That's all I'm trying to make here as a point, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel, heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What one lady said, okay, this is the post that I'm posting. Once saved, always saved. Let's just take the devil out of the equation. They're still falling in line with the post. Once saved, always saved. Can somebody show me that? Jesus Christ is not the minister of sin. He condemns sin. He was manifested to destroy sin. And it's absolutely amazing, the response of the people. I love this kind of filleting that takes place here. But I was just talking, you know, I was talking during the break, Tim, that when back in the 80s, before you had all this GPS stuff on your phone now, easy accessible when it comes to directions, you used to have to stop at a gas station. And when you had to stop at the gas station, you used to have to ask the guy, hey, am I on the right road? I'm going from here and I'm going to Florida. Am I on the right highway? Or which way do I need to go? Now, did those people go to the gas station owner, get directions from him, and get angry at him when he gave him directions as to how to stay on the same road? This is how backwards the professors in the American church are. And it's amazing to me that said hirelings and preachers of the day will stay out of these conversations. You can say you're saved all that you want to say that you're saved, but I'm telling you what, Jesus continuously challenged people's faith. Hey, was Judas saved, Tim? Was Judas saved, Tim? Nope. Oh, he wasn't. Well, according to their theology, then he must be. He must be in heaven too, which, by the way, Judas Iscariot is a proof that you can sit in a dynamic church with an amazing pastor and still become a friend of the devil if your heart is not 100% committed to Christ. That's all I'm saying here.
Yep.
That is all I'm saying here. Tim, would you like to weigh in?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of, I think we can get down to maybe something just taking Jesus' words out of Matthew chapter 7, where he says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in their name? In their name cast out devils, and in their name done many wonderful works. And I'm sitting there, I know every time I read that, I'm going, like, how are they doing that? Have they deceived themselves into thinking they're doing it? I don't know.
They have.
But then what he does is he goes and he says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, or some translations say, you that practice lawlessness. In other words, I think this is what we're really getting at. If a person claims that they're a Christian and they are practicing the same lawlessness they were practicing before their experience, their come to Jesus moment or whatever, they are not a Christian. And let me give the examples. You asked about Judas. Did Judas ever bear any proof that he was repentant? Ever? At all? No. All he done was he was after the money back. That's what we know about him. He was after the money. What does John tell us about some of this stuff when people go, oh, well, you can lose your salvation? No. If somebody departs, they're giving evidence they never had it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody says that, listen, and people out there, listen, if you say somebody can lose their salvation, you're saying a lot more about God and his son, Jesus Christ, than you're saying about the person. Because again, they're the ones that save. The person, we don't work with God to save ourselves. God works in us to will and to do his good pleasure, is what the Bible says. And so when he gives us life, when we go from being dead, Ephesians 2, and he shows mercy and he gives us life, well, what do you do when you come out? I mean, not that you're not alive in the womb, but, and this is a bad analogy, but when you come out, what's one of the first things you do? You start breathing.
Yep.
You breathe air. Why?
Yep.
Do you do that to live, or are you doing that because you're living?
Yeah.
The same thing happens. Why do you have faith? Why do you repent? Why do you do the things that the Lord commands? Because he's made you alive.
Yeah. Yeah. And take that to the extreme, Tim, and we're talking about all day long. We're not talking about just going to church on Sunday and Wednesday, and we're good to go. If you're truly born of the Spirit of God, you're going to feed on the bread of life. He is what sustains you spiritually, John 6:35. This is constantly. Matthew Henry, he said, the surest sign that people are going to heaven is that they go on in their faith. But it's a press. It's a pressing into the kingdom of heaven. Matter of fact, it even tells us, Jesus even told us, that many are going to seek to enter, but they're not going to be able to do it. How does that fit your theology, your untested theology? That applies to all of us. And again, proposing this question to examine yourself and to see their response shows me that they're afraid that they're not saved. And it's a good thing that I propose the question to them as if they are saved. It would be a good idea for you to check and make sure that you're saved. And let the Spirit bear witness, not a hireling from the American pulpit. Furthermore, I would go so far as to say at least half of the responses have been almost in a negative sense in response to the meme. How do you put that up against a country that has 86% professed Christians? Listen to this. This will answer everything. 86% of the American people claim to be Christians. Tim, and I wish others were brave enough to call and talk about this, but how many do you see from a perspective that you can actually put your eyes and your ears to? In other words, firsthand testimony. How many have you, out of that 86%, have actually had interaction with those that are the real deal? What would your percentage be?
Oh, gosh. I guess my sphere of knowing people would probably be, I'd be really, really low in the percentages, like way, way under like 1/1000% or something. But
yep.
I mean, there's people that I know that I've seen, they live it out. Gosh, I'm trying to think probably over the years, you know, the people that I've seen and that I know, maybe since being a Christian, probably maybe 40 or 50 that I could probably sit here and name over. Cool. 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
Mean, where I saw, I'm not talking about people that I see from a distance and I don't know their life.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about preachers and stuff like that. I'm talking about just people that I interacted with that I can say, yeah, okay, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, and I'm not saying other ones aren't. I'm saying it just was very, very evident. I mean, it was like if you've got some flames that are smaller than others, these were really burning bright. Other ones were burning. It's not that I didn't see it, but other ones, it was just very apparent.
Yeah, well, I find firsthand experience in being up in the hierarchy in the church throughout America, I have found over and over and over again, and by the way, let me say it this way, the higher that I go, the more I understand why America's in trouble. I can totally understand why we're in trouble, because I see the compromise and the fraternizing going on in the hierarchy of the Church of America. And it's not a good thing when you see it. You get let down, but the Lord just pulls that rug so you might put your faith back in Him where it belongs anyways. I wanted to say this, and we're almost done, Tim. And I didn't plan on having you on for the whole show, but thank you for joining me, and I'm glad we had the conversation.
You're going to be on with me Thursday.
Okay, I'll be on with you Thursday. Okay, cool. But we got to get to this Mason thing, too. I'm done reading that. We're waiting for Tim to get caught up. We're going to have that conversation as well. We're also waiting for David Barton to respond. We're going into 3 weeks now, and hopefully we're going to hear from him where we can get him on the show so you people can ask him hard questions concerning Masons and our forefathers. When you go to Acts 3:26, I want people to listen to the prophet like unto Moses. And I'm talking about Deuteronomy 18:15-18. And I'm going now to the New Testament to see the fulfilling of the word. It says in 3:26 of Acts, unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, put that up against Romans 6, sent him to bless you. How did he bless us? In turning us from our lawless deeds. And I'm just confronting those that think they're saved and they're living in lawlessness. Another one is this, 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal, the Lord knoweth those who are his, and let everyone who nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. How many of these professed Christians that don't like being examined are actually standing up against those that are advocating lawlessness? Very, 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 very few. And those that are understand Scripture. Those that are the ones that are born of the Spirit. Those that are not, those are the ones that are going to be taken out of the way because they receive not the love of the truth. And that's all we're preaching here right now is the truth of the Word of God. Tim, I got about 30 seconds. So I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I'll just chime in about Demas. He was brought up a minute ago, and Paul said, you know, he has forsaken him. You'll notice that Paul never, ever called Demas a brother. He never did that. And I think that falls right in line with people who are questioning that. I think that falls right in line with what John says in 1 John is, they went out from us because they were not of us. They
exactly.
were never regenerate. They tasted, they saw all the goodness of God. They tasted it and everything else. And they said, nope, we'll go back here to Judaism and we'll try our luck with that, which they were already warned. There's no sacrifice back there, guys. It's here in the new covenant in Christ.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Totally appreciate it. Folks, love you by what we do. Just trying to get something straight here. Love these conversations. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.